boy. Happy Friday, everybody. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's January 10th. Happy, happy, happy weekend. Man, it feels good to hit the weekend after our first week back. Post-vacay. It's Dave here. All the good stuff from today's broadcast. Huge football weekend ahead of us in the NFL and in the college realm. But today, Steve and I went up against each other with our NFL picks in a little playoff pick'em. See who you side with, then make sure to vote on the JDB Show Facebook page. You could win a prize on Monday if you're on the right side of the ball. The Computer Electronics Show was in Vegas recently, and John tested our knowledge of the products featured at it with a little real or fake quiz. David Lee Roth just had his residency in Vegas as well, and we had a listen to see how old DLR is holding up in the vocal department. Song Stories Today featured the birthday boy Rod Stewart. We peered into the online etiquette book and welcomed comedian and actor Patrick Warburton and an impressionist buddy of his for a rather unique interview. You definitely want to hang on for that at the end here. It's Friday's broadcast. This is exactly what it sounded like. Oh, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It is the Daily Podcast.
Guns N' Roses, welcome to the jungle. Just talking about how they were in, was it Dirty Harry Deadpool? Is that what, was Dirty
the
Harry
Deadpool,
3?
Yeah.
The Deadpool?
Yeah.
Right? And I remember,
not one of the better ones.
And I remember watching it going, oh, what a crap. You know, this is such a made-up band. Right. You know, I mean, no one knew who Guns N' Roses was at the time. Right. And they were supposed to, part of the script was that they were shooting a music video and they were, you know, part of the story. Uh-huh. And they were like, oh, this is such a Hollywood, you know, made up act.
How long were they in it for? Because I've seen that.
I
have no recollection of seeing.
Yeah. Well, that's how it starts, Steve. Now you know what I feel like.
Right. He was probably barely born, in all honesty. Right. It was probably like the late 80s.
Yeah, it was the late 80s.
Yeah, but I saw it when I was probably in college.
Yeah, right.
Which was the late 10s.
God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's making me feel old.
I believe in the late 10s, my son was out of college. 31 degrees outside, a partly sunny day with the temperature getting to 53. Okay.
Yeah.
We have not had the greatest baseball and football seasons ever.
Sure.
All right. And, you know, for a long time, we've been suffering through basketball, and hockey hasn't been, you know, over the top.
Yeah, it's been down.
All right. But a guy named Dave Hogg, who is a sports reporter in Detroit, claims that Detroit has set an all-time losing sport record, right, with 226 losses over 2019. All right, the Lions, the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Tigers combined to go 114, 226, and 1.
Wow.
During the calendar year. Huh. I mean, the previous record was in New York in 1962 for 219 games. So
at least they're in Detroit, though. They have that to hang their hat on.
Yeah, they have that. Right. Yeah. Right. The Tigers lost 114 games. The Lions lost 12. The Pistons and the Red Wings combined to lose 100 games.
Ouch.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? And it's, what hurts them now is the Red Wings have taken a major step back. They were so good for so long, and now they stink.
I forgot about them, in all honesty.
Well, that's going to happen every team.
Sure,
you know?
Of course.
All right, but speaking of sports, later on this morning, so you two, Mr. FanDuel, Mr. Rivers Casino, right, and their you know, betting options are going up against each other for this weekend's game. This is going to be interesting.
It's a big weekend of football.
Yeah, it is a very big weekend of football.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's Rod Stewart's birthday. Yeah. We will celebrate that fact when we get to song stories this morning, and a Faces jam becomes a hit. We'll explain more of that at that time. But we were talking about this yesterday. The Consumer Electronics Show was going on in Vegas this week. It's always the first week in January. And there are a number of interesting products that get introduced and some that are really weird. Like we're talking about that robot, right, that Charmin has put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a robot that brings you toilet paper if there's no toilet paper in the bathroom while you're sitting there.
Convenient. I mean, yeah, it's the item we've all been clamoring
right,
for.
But more than likely, it's going to be like hundreds of dollars, right? You know, and for that, it's like, well, there's got to be something around here.
And that's why you have kids anyway. Yep. Yay, bring me some toilet paper.
Exactly.
Just holler.
Exactly.
Save your money.
So I started a listing or going through a list of all of the products that were being introduced, and I figured maybe we would do something real quick.
It's now time for everybody's favorite game. Is it a real product at the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show?
Okay. So I will give you products that were introduced or were supposedly introduced, and you have to figure out if it is a real product or not, okay? A TV that flips to play vertical videos.
Yes.
Absolutely
real.
In the age of Instagram, that has to be real.
All right, and I have to tell you, gentlemen, that that is correct, all right? What about a trash can that ties up its own garbage?
Ooh.
It's
so
lazy.
Plausible.
You know what? The best products are the products that allow us to be the laziest. So I'll say real.
Yep.
Right, both going with real? Okay, right. There you go. A diaper genie that basically incinerates isn't the best word, but it destroys the diaper altogether.
Oh, God. That's.
I hope that's real.
No, I don't. Can you imagine a flaming diaper or poo?
I would. I'd love it, man. The amount of trips I take out there.
I won't be going to your house. That is not real.
That is not real?
I'll say not real.
Not real? Yeah. And then... You are, again, correct. You guys are 3 for 3.
We're techies.
All right. A shower head that has Alexa.
Oh, man.
I could see that. Think about people singing in the shower and how convenient that would be.
All right. I'm cool. Yeah, I got it.
All right. You're both going to say that's real?
Yeah.
It is real.
Wow.
Honey, what are you doing in there? No, it's just me and Alexa. We're showering together. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Robot kittens.
You know what? I'm going to say that that's not real. I think we bypassed robot kittens, went right to the sex dolls. Robot sex dolls.
All right. What do you say?
There's a lot of Cindy Grahams out there in the world. I'll say real. I'll switch it up.
Real is correct.
All right.
Right? Steve got one
never
wrong.
Never down cats.
All right. A walking stick that transforms into a weapon to ward off unruly teenagers.
What?
No.
First of all, no one's used a walking stick since 1982.
You are not walking enough trails.
And, organic sticks, yes. But this is like a cane of sorts. I would guess, yes. No.
I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say it's real?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, that's one for Dave and one loss for Steve. So Dave is leading right now. A half bike, half airplane. So basically a bicycle that flies.
It's real.
A bike plane.
A bicycle plane.
I could see it being real. I could see it being gimmicky, but real.
Yes. Okay. All right. And lastly this morning, remember the Segway?
Yeah, sure.
An egg-shaped Segway. Like a pod that you get in and you lean and tilt and all that stuff.
That seems awfully sci-fi. I'll say yes.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Once again,
Dave,
yes. Dave, no, that is it. There is your look at this year's CES products, right? You know what? I don't need a TV that flips vertically. I'll just go watch it on my phone.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Circle K coffee is actually truly the freshest in the world, starting at $1.
Are they grinding the coffee for each cup?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just read it, man.
Every time I hear this, I wonder, are they grinding each cup of coffee?
Yeah, you need an angle.
All right. Yeah, I guess so. All right. By the way, you might recall not too long ago, David Lee Roth was on the air with us.
Yes.
To promote the fact that he was going to be doing these installation shows, these residencies in Vegas, which really isn't a residency. He's going in and he's playing like 3 or 4 nights. And then like a month later, he's coming back and doing 3 or 4 nights. And this was one of the weeks that he was doing 3 or 4 nights.
Okay.
And I got a hold of the whole set.
Ooh.
And I edited it down so you could hear him singing a whole bunch of songs.
Can't wait.
All right. Yes, you can. All right. Here we go. Sounds a little rough.
Where did they get this audio from? The behind the stage?
Nah, I think somebody just stood there with a phone or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as the interview with him was.
Yeah. Whoa, that interview rocked, dude.
I'm not sure what he said at all.
Right, we have no idea.
I love talking to mental patients.
No matter what we asked him, he had an answer. Had nothing to do with our question, but he had an answer.
But, you know, the construction workers.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning, as I said, had to do with Rod Stewart. After all, it is his birthday. And Stay With Me was probably the biggest U.S. hit Rod had while he was a member of the Faces. And maybe it was because, as Rod puts it, he didn't really overthink it.
That was a jam. We were recording a Faces album. Woody started strumming. I started singing. Most songs come about with just, I won't say a hook, a thread of an idea. And then you just sort of lay the track down. I've got the chorus. I'll go home and fill in all the pieces, write the verses. You do a la-la-la type verse. That's how that one was written.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
That is hands down my favorite Rod Stewart song. Hands down, my favorite Rod Stewart song. It's just everything about it. When he does that break in the middle, that slow break in the middle, I love that. I love the Shanghai Lil didn't take a pill because you thought it just ain't natural.
It's so rock.
It really
you know?
Is. It's
just
really
the essence
just
of rock.
Great, great song. Happy birthday to Rod Stewart. We were supposed to talk to him a couple of weeks ago,
uh-huh.
And then he got a cold and canceled his whole interview tour. And once the record came out, it was like, screw it.
No need to.
No need to. It's already out
well,
there.
We'll be coming to the area.
Oh, yeah.
Two shows. One in Hershey.
Right.
And that is in July. And then one in Atlantic City in August.
Okay.
Early August.
All right. All right.
With band that
Cheap Trek.
Tours with everyone.
Well, right. Cheap Trek.
I'm pretty sure they have a Philadelphia residency, it seems like.
We have Cheap Trek tickets for you later on this morning.
What?
With Dave and Steve's Hilo.
When are they coming?
They're 34 degrees outside. Right. They're always coming.
Yesterday, today, right. Tomorrow.
They'll be there the Valentine's weekend, the 15th. Okay. And 34 degrees outside, partly sunny today. The high temperature, about 53 degrees. There is, and some of this I get, it makes sense, right? There's a new book out called Kill Reply All, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette.
Okay.
All right? And, you know, and Reply All is one of the worst. There's nothing I hate more than the Reply All
Are
people.
You getting this for Andre?
Right, I'm getting this for Andre, good. Right, because Andre replies all to everything.
Yeah. He's the
and
master.
Usually his reply is, cool.
Brother. Nice, brother.
Right. It's like, okay, fine. Right. We all thought it was cool. All right. But check out this one. I'm sorry. This makes no sense to me. If someone doesn't pick up the phone, just hang up and send them a text. Don't leave voice messages. Voice messages are rude.
Well, they're not rude. I don't think really. Most people don't check their voicemail anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people, their voicemails either aren't set up or they're full because they're not listening to anything.
And if that's their choice, fine.
I assume it's going to be 30 seconds in Mandarin. I let it alone for like 2 days. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll see who this was.
Supposedly, according to this woman, spur-of-the-moment phone calls are also rude. You should text them to ask if you could call.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm out on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. The point of a phone. That's the point of having a telephone. Right.
Exactly, right. Which is why I leave voicemails. Because you know what? I'm not going to keep chasing you down. I don't want to bother texting you. There, I left you a voicemail.
You know what? You're leaving us a voicemail. The Apple phones now change that to a text message. I can read the voicemail that you leave me. So.
What does it say for John's butt dials?
Oh, God.
Russell.
Another John butt dial.
Horn honk.
Sometimes I won't answer because of that. Right. I think it's a butt
dial. All the time.
For a phone that's supposed to auto-lock, and for a phone that I see it lock when I go in my pocket. How the hell this happens is beyond me. But it's happened to me ever since I got an iPhone, no matter what model.
Constantly.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
We all love football here in the studio, mm-hmm. But Dave and Steve are bettors. They, you know, I bet on life and I'm losing, right? but Dave and Steve are bettors, and they both have their apps that they work with. And I figured today, with this being the divisional round playoffs, and knowing that the two of you are going to be spending money on it, I figured why not ask the two of you about these games?
Heck yeah.
You're just as good as anybody we've ever put on the air. So,
that's a good point, actually. Maybe better. Probably better.
All right. So let's start with Saturday's game. Tomorrow's game at 4:35. Vikings at the Niners. San Francisco, a 7-point favorite.
In San Fran.
San Fran.
Which doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. Vikings are riding super high right now, almost as high as when they came in here for the NFC Championship years ago.
And we blew them out. That's not going
to
happen, though.
No, I agree, because you've got a quarterback that's never played in the playoffs before in Jimmy Garoppolo with San Fran. Now, they are very good. That offense is very, very good.
They're fantastic, but
you've got a
inexperienced
coach that has not been a head coach in the playoffs. Now, he's been an offense coordinator in Kyle Shanahan. He was in the Super Bowl with the Falcons. But I do think that that will play a role.
I do, too.
And because of that, now the 49ers, I think, will win. I think the Vikings cover the 7
Absolutely.
Points.
Absolutely. 7 is a
you
lot of points.
You pound Dalvin Cook down their throat.
Yep. All right. Agreed.
But let me ask you this. Who's winning the game? They'll cover the 7, but who's winning the game?
Well, San Fran will
San Fran,
win the game,
but I'm taking Vikings plus 7.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
All right.
I'm with Dave.
And then 8:15 on Saturday, Titans-Ravens. Now, this is an interesting game.
Yes.
9.5-point favorites for the Ravens?
Yeah. Well, that offense is absurd. You've got the MVP at quarterback.
I think they've scored the most points ever. They have the most rushing yards ever. This game in general is going to have more rushing than the first week on a college campus.
Okay.
All right. So if you like the run game, this is the game for you. It's not with 9.5 points,
nine
right?
It's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points, but with that little hook there, if it was 10, I might reconsider. But I'm going to take the Ravens to cover 9.5. They are my Super Bowl champs. I said it from halfway through the season. And they are going to roll the Titans.
I disagree because I think 9.5 is too much to cover. We're not sure if Mark Ingram is going to play. And if that's the case, I think Tennessee's defense can shut down that run game. I think Ryan Tannehill is playing too high a level right now. He's also playing for a contract. And another one, you rush Derrick Henry down their throats. That man is 6'3", 240.
Doesn't matter. Lamar Jackson is a football cyborg playing with mere mortals, Steve.
So I take the Titans to cover that 9.5.
Nay!
All right. Okay. Moving on to Sunday, and why are the games so damn late? Sunday's first game is at 3:05. The Texans at the Chiefs. Kansas City is a 9.5-point favorite. Another 9.5-point
Another huge
favorite.
Number, and this one's quick and easy. Kansas City's far too high-powered.
All I need to say for this one is Big Red off the bye. Yeah. Enough said.
And not the championship weekend.
All right.
So
all right.
Both of us think Kansas City covers the 9.5.
Yes.
But it is Andy Reid.
Right. Off the bye, John.
Although it is Andy Reid off the bye. Okay, I'll give you that. And then Sunday at 6:40, this is probably the game of the weekend.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's always fun when these two meet up.
All right. Seattle at Green Bay. The Packers are a 4-point favorite.
Yep. I'm taking a lot of people going with Packers. I get it. It's Lambeau. It's going to be cold. It's going to be freezing. Hopefully snow.
There could be 10 inches of snow in the next 24 hours.
I would love that. But any game with Russell Wilson is going to be a game where Seattle is going to be hanging in there. I mean, we saw it themselves. They are in games 8 points or less. They're 11-1. So if this is close, they're going to win outright, in my opinion. I'm taking them plus 4.
I am taking Green Bay because Seattle scored 17 points against the Eagles defense.
And the Eagles beat the Packers.
I understand that. The Packers' defense has gotten better. They have a good passing defense. Their running defense has gotten better. And again, it's winter. It's cold.
Yep.
You pound Aaron Jones down their throat, and then you've got Aaron Rodgers throwing to Devontae Adams. Packers cover the 4 points and move on to play in the NFC Championship.
No, expect to see Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick's car going home after this one.
Well, all right, so you're both agreeing on the Vikings-Niners game. You both, all right. You're both agreeing on the Kansas City game. But as far as the Titans and Ravens are concerned, Dave's taking the Ravens less than 9.5. Mm-hmm. Steve's going with the Titans plus the 9.5. And basically the same thing's holding true with the Seattle-Green Bay game.
Correct.
Dave's taking Seattle plus the 4. Steve is taking Green Bay, giving the 4. So let's see. And you know what we should do? Tell you what. Who do you believe is going to end up the winner? All right. Go to our Facebook page.
We'll post a pick. Sure.
And then what we'll do is we'll pick one person who picks the right winner.
Okay.
All right. And make sure they get a prize of some kind.
Cool.
Okay. So that happened right off the top of my head right there. There are your John DeBella Show divisional round playoff picks here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Or this guy.
The John DeBella Show. classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
Bowie Week continues here at MGK and here in Philadelphia. And throughout the weekend, we're going to give you the opportunity. We'll be playing lots of Bowie, and we'll give you the opportunity to pick up on Bowie Celebration, the David Bowie Alumni Tour. That's happening at the Keswick Theater on April 4th. Plus, we're handing out Space Oddity CDs. It's all happening here at MGK. Keyword this hour is stream for the Grand Cache Railroad. And right now, joining us are two gentlemen. They're doing this show called Letters from a Nut. It's an evening with Patrick Warburton. And Patrick Warburton is here along with his buddy Mike Wilson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good morning. Yes, I brought my friend. He's an impersonator, a man of three voices.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Give me some.
I've heard at least two or three impressions.
Mike, can you do Patrick?
Yeah, I could try.
Whoa!
Well, you know, it's early in the morning, so everybody kind of sounds
You're
like
going to stay in bed, Patrick.
Ever Morgan Freeman.
Not very good. I don't think it's very good.
I don't think he's very good.
Not even
close. He's very good.
The audience is so confused right now.
I'm confused, and I'm looking at them.
Yeah, it's really weird. Peter, my legs don't work. Come on. What are you talking about?
Why don't you just send him in and collect the check?
You're right. I did get up off early this morning.
I did get up. The wrong side of the bed. Yeah, it's really
Dave,
weird.
Do you feel left out as we're the only two people in the room that don't have a hat on backwards?
Oh, wow. That's a great point.
Oh, that's right.
You got one to loan me?
See, I have a theory that over 30, you shouldn't turn your hat around anymore. All right? Unless you're a catcher. All right?
He's a catcher.
Oh, but not talking baseball.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, sports fans.
Fantastic. I just been outed.
For those of you who, for some strange reason, don't know Patrick, of course, he was Putty on Seinfeld. He's a Joe on Family Guy and a host of. How many movies have you done? How many movies have you been the voice in?
Oh, I've lost count. Two, three. As far as voices in movies, did Peabody and Sherman, The Emperor's New Groove, The Bee Movie, Chicken Little. There's some other animated. Oh, Hoodwinked, some fun, and then a lot of cartoons, TV cartoons. But,
and then what about how many movies have you appeared in yourself?
Well, you know,
Mike,
help me out.
17 he's been in.
That's probably close.
Actually, one of my favorite was The Dish.
That was a good one. It was an Australian film about the Apollo 11 mission.
Uh-huh.
I was just Ted was just on yesterday. I was watching Ted.
Ted and Ted.
Yeah. I love that character in Ted. It's pretty funny.
Those are fun. It's always fun to play a total jerk.
He's just being himself. Nice.
So how does this you explained this to us on the phone a few weeks ago, but not everybody heard that. Letters from a Nut, how does this show work? What's it based on, and how does this whole thing go down?
Well, Barry Martyr's Jerry Seinfeld's producing partner. They do Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee together. So Barry's pen name is Ted L. Nancy. He's been punking corporate America for decades, and there's 9 best-selling books. So he writes letters to corporate America, and they all think they're real, and they respond to them. And so it's super funny. So, you know, I'll write I read the letters, the Ted letters, and then Mikey here does them back in whatever voice I tell him. So speaking of the Ted movies, do you do Mark Wahlberg?
Are you kidding me? This is crazy, right? Can't believe I had to get up this early. This is crazy. It's insane. You do all these Ted movies? Are you crazy? I did a movie with a talking teddy bear. I did 2 movies with a talking teddy bear. How many movies have you done with a talking teddy bear? I bet it's 0 because I haven't heard any about it.
You kind of look like a Wahlberg, right? Too.
It's crazy. That's not even a compliment. My brother was in that movie, The Sixth Sense. I hope you haven't seen it because he's dead the whole time. It's crazy. I should have... Man, I messed up. I should have said spoiler alert. I ruined everybody's movies. It's crazy.
Do you know any of these letters?
Yeah, sure. So I'll write the Coca-Cola Company.
Okay.
Or Ted will write the Coca-Cola Company.
All right.
To whom it may concern, I have a product, Diet Coke. I just want to make sure there's no conflict with your product, Diet Coke. It doesn't taste anything like Coke. Most people say it tastes like Pepsi. I sell my soda mostly to construction workers who really like it a lot. How much caramel are you using? And then he sends it up. So he'll get 2 pages of legal coming back. You can't sell that product. It absolutely is. And then he'll be like, I'm so sorry. That was a dumb idea. I've taken my 11 cans and my $700 out of my room, out of the store. They're in my room right now. I apologize, but please try my new soda, Piet Depsy. So he just gives him, gives him crap. Then he'll write him back. It's been 5 years since I wrote you. I saw a lot of harsh things while I was in prison. I've decided I am going to sell my Kayet Doke, and then he'll just.
But then we have George, or somebody will be. Answering the thing.
So George could be answering for Coke. George Costanza.
He'd be like, perfect. Diet Coke. That sounds exactly like Diet Coke. You can't be using that. Are you kidding me? Telling you. What are you doing? Would you stop? Would you stop it, Georgie? You're making everybody upset. Oh, I'm telling you, I like that pie at Depsy. I'm getting some of that. Yeah.
As long as he did Jerry, is it true when you were on Seinfeld that you avoided talking to Jerry?
Yeah, the only reason, not because he's not just the sweetest, most gracious, generous, wonderful mensch there is. It's just I figured I'm just going to stick my foot in my mouth. What am I going to say? Hey, boy, I bet you couldn't have seen all this success coming your way. what was I going to do? I wanted to hit my marks, get my laughs, and hopefully get invited back because I had no contract. I was just...
a day player.
And he still doesn't have a contract.
Yes. So that was,
it's been gone for 20 years, no contract. He's missed the no contract.
And this is what our show's going to be like tonight.
You've got no hand. No hand.
I've known this guy for 20 years. I knew he'd steal the show, but I don't care. It makes it better. There's no competing with this.
I'm telling you, and we're doing it with the home of Rocky. Yeah. Oh, I've seen Rocky 17 times, but this lady over here hasn't even seen it. She lives here. That's weird.
That's pretty pathetic, Rachel.
I said, oh, yo, Adrian. She goes, who's that?
How
did you not see Rocky? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's insane. Telling you, it's blasphemy not to see Rocky and live here. You're going to have to leave. You're going to have to go.
Does this happen all the time to you all of a sudden he'll just go?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why do I keep it? It's free entertainment. We've been playing golf together for 20 years now. And,
Oh, that's going to work well for your score.
Yeah. But I become George when I'm playing. That's the bad part. I become George. I'm like, going, perfect. I'm going to hit the ball short and right. That's why they put the water. That's why they put the water there. They know right where I'm going.
George is the closest, to his actual personality.
Well, I watch the show. And
how annoying is that?
But I see George doing stuff and I go, I would totally do that. Yeah. What's wrong with that? He's the most despicable person in the world. That's exactly what I would do.
Any other stories? Any other letters? What's your favorite letter to work on?
He does one to Sarah Lee, which is really fun, but I don't know much of it off the top of my head. But he's very confused about the using poor English, because he's been accused of using poor English by telling people that nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. And he goes, he's talking about some woman who came at him with a shrimp pork.
You want the book?
What did you bring? Let's.
We don't have to.
Yeah, I can read one or two of these if you want. Yeah,
that'd be great. All right,
Mikey, really grab the book, okay? He does one.
We've got the book.
He sends one to Holiday Express. You're my favorite hotel. I stay with you all the time, and I'm going to be staying at your residence and such in the Amazon. I do have a request. So I have to bring my own ice maker. And they write him back, and they go, no, we have an ice maker on such and such floor. And he goes, yeah, I can't leave my room. I need to bring my own ice maker. And he's got the dimensions. He goes, it'll actually fit in your lobby. I've got 3 inches of clearance, or in the elevator, 3 inches of clearance on both sides. He brings swaths of carpet just in case he trashes the carpet, dragging it by reception. and because he's very polite, and they fully engage.
This book is maniacal, by the way. I wish people could see this thing here. It's like a manifesto. You have post-it notes, denoting certain pages. It's about 58 pages long. Highlights.
Okay, how long does this show usually go?
An hour and a half.
Nice.
Yes. So
it's a good solid hour and a half.
Yes.
Feels like an hour and a half till he found a letter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's
that's
the
good radio.
Here's the Sarah Lee Cakes. So he writes this letter to Sarah Lee. Sarah Lee Cakes. Dear Sarah Lee, I want to tell you an incident that happened to me yesterday. I've enjoyed your cookies, cakes, and goodies for years. I weigh quite a bit from eating Sarah Lee 500. I know your slogan is nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Yesterday at my mosh party, I put out one of your fudgy swirl cakes. A female guest, also heavy 600, said to me, I don't like this. I said, what do you mean nobody doesn't like Sara Lee? She said, well, I don't like it. One thing led to another. She came at me with a shrimp fork, punctured my arm. Didn't break the skin, luckily. My question, she accused me of using poor English by saying nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Is this poor English? Who is using poor English? You and me or her? Can you tell me? Also, can you give me a list of your cakes and snacks that I can send her so she'll find a snack that she likes? To me, everybody do not like something, but nobody can say they will do not like Sara Lee. Thank you for clearing this English thing up. Sincerely, Ted L. Nancy.
All right. And the response?
And then the response. Oh, the response. Who are you going to do in the voice? Schwartz?
Schwarzenegger.
Okay, Schwarzenegger. Who's it?
Dear Mr. Nancy, thank you for taking the time to contract Sara Lee Bakery. Your comments will be passed on to the people involved in the developing, the producing, this, that, and the other thing, and the marketing of our baked goods here. The slogan has been, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee since 1968. It was just a catchy phrase that stuck with it. It wasn't meant for product recognition, not as a teaching tool. We apologize for any confusion this has caused. Sincerely, Tracy McCarthy, Consumer Services. That's the thing.
So that'll be the thing. So it's all real letters, real responses, and this just makes them the responses a little more interesting and fun.
Now, if I'm correct, your parents are uber Christian. Are they Catholic Christians?
Yeah, Catholic.
Or Catholic. Uber Catholics.
They're Lyft Christians. Right. For Lyft.
And what was their reaction when they started seeing you as part of Family Guy?
Oh, yeah, they've hated that show for the two decades it's been on the air. Yeah. Yeah. They believe my soul's in peril for being on it. And then I have to explain to them what satire is. It's just a cartoon.
Early on, did they try to get you off the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mother signed petition. She's sent money to a Parents Television
Council,
yep. Which is like a media watchdog that's been trying to get this show garbage off the air like Family Guy for years.
All right.
And so it's just, the whole thing's absurd, but they're very, you know, my father was in the monastery for 3 months. He almost became a monk until he decided that wasn't his calling, went into medicine. And my mother went to school with the nuns and, you know, and just hardcore Catholics. We had a discussion the other day and she was trying to teach me with using Adam and Eve. And I go, well, that's a wonderful parable, Mom. And she goes, absolutely not. It happened. And I go, Mom, we know now, Mom, that Adam and Eve is a teaching tool, it was meant for product recognition.
Not as a teaching tool. Gotta talk to your mama there.
But that's how I go, Mom, you know, and it's a little frustrating. I go, you believe everything that every nun taught you 75 years ago when you were 7 years old. And I go, God also gave us intellects, and we have to be able to decide what. You know, I go, talk to any Catholic priest friend of yours, and he will tell you that Adam and Eve is a teaching tool, that that did not happen like that, you know.
I beg to differ.
Well, Patrick Warburton and Mike Wilson will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Give me a Joe to say goodbye.
Well, we hope that you show up there at the Punchline. Wait, come on, Mike, you do a better Joe than me.
Peter, I can't believe this. My legs don't work.
Do Peter.
Well, I don't even know if I could do Peter this early in the morning show. Where
There's a girl who's made some movies in my jacuzzi, Big and Juicy.
You know, that's probably the worst rap song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do Eddie Murphy.
Man, this is crazy, man. We having a good time. We was listening to David Bowie. David Bowie, praise the
do
Lord.
Do Chris Rock.
I can't believe there are no black people in here. What, black people can't listen to rock and roll? Black people invented rock and roll.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.